Coach, this is really a tough one for you guys to drop here tonight. You led it for the first tied it for about the first 29 minutes of the ball game, and then Coronado just made some big plays down the stretch. And really in the fourth quarter, it came down to free throw shooting. They were hitting theirs, and Scott City just was not tonight in that fourth quarter.
No, we didn't. We didn't make free throws, and they didn't. Give a lot of credit to them, and they made a whole bunch of layups. You know, they made their offense look, you know, it was really, really easy. You know, we want our shots to come down there and be you know, easy at the rim, and they were able to do that for whatever reason it was. You know, we went zone early. We knew they were quick, but at the same time, it doesn't matter if you go zone or man. If the guy that's guarding the ball doesn't stop him, you know, you're still playing man-to-man defense at some point in time in a zone, and our matchups were pretty slow and sloppy in the zone. I think we were paying a lot of attention to number two because he is pretty quick and explosive, so... a lot of credit to that kid. You know, him and number three, you know, really did a number on us tonight. And, you know, it's disappointing because, yeah, we did lead. But we had so many guys getting foul trouble because of just, you know, lazy play, you know, getting caught reaching because we weren't in position. And we talked about that. We talked about, you know, one of the keys being we got to keep them out of the paint. And for so long in that second half, they just got there whenever they wanted to.
What made those two guards especially, because you see it early on here, they were so – powerful to the basket there, and you really had no answer for them. And what made those two so tough to guard when they took it strong to the basket like that?
Well, I mean, that number two's got a good handle on him, and he is. He's quick, he's explosive, and he really keeps the defense off balance, you know. So if you're playing him, I mean, it's hard. It is hard. I'm not saying our guys did it was easy. It would have been easy to stop him. I just think sometimes we weren't ready to stop him. You know, we went for ball fakes or shot fakes up high, and he got us off balance that way. Mm-hmm. Number three, I wouldn't say number three is difficult to stay in front of. He's just really crafty, you know, when he gets in there, and he creates enough space to get a shot off. So he doesn't ever seem to be, you know, out of rhythm. He's always playing, you know, pretty under control. But number two, you know, drives their offense, and he was just something that we couldn't seem to stop for quite a while. You know, I thought Parker did the best on him, you know, really stayed down there in a stance and did the best that he could. And we got to have some more guys that want to put their body in the way and try to take a charge on some of those guys. But they you know, they used that Euro step well to kind of avoid some of those things. And, you know, it's unfortunate. I didn't really like how the game was going. And we couldn't really go back to our zone late because it was just going to, you know, give up too many communication issues, really.
He had a big night once again from Evan Smith. He ended up with around 26 points unofficially there. And it was good to see him really duplicate what he was able to do the first time around last Friday night. And he definitely left it all out there again. And, you know, it was tough seeing Hunter Yeager foul out in the fourth quarter there. That was really a tough call that went against Scott City there with that offensive foul called when he probably had the layup that went in.
Yeah, you know, that's, you know, us. It's probably as much as the passer's fault as it is his. He come off that screen and curled it really hard and made the right read on it. But, you know, the pass leads him into where he went, and, you know, it was unfortunate. But, you know, if you don't get caught reaching early on in the game, you know, you're still in it. And so they got to learn from it because it's a quick turnaround and play another solid team tomorrow, obviously. There were some things that went against us, but there were some calls that went for us too. And, you know, unfortunately, again, we couldn't keep that kid from, you know, a layup drill is basically what it became. You know, we've got to have somebody, and hopefully more than one, that's willing to, you know, really, really grind it out on defense and play as hard as they can. And I thought Parker did a good job of that. We just got to have some more people join him.
Well, you'll take on a Wichita Trinity team that had a pretty big loss tonight. It's Holcomb and 57-31 unofficially. I saw on the score there, and you know they're going to be a pretty angry team coming in tomorrow night, and you guys are going to be a pretty angry team. So this could be a week changer for you here with the weekend here with them and Garden City coming up next 2 days.
Yeah, we have to continue to get better in what we're doing. I thought tonight there was a lot of standing around. I thought we kind of went into the dribble weave, which isn't what we're running. But I think some of their physicality and as handsy as they were being kind of dictated the tempo and put us on our heels. So I think we stood around a lot. And bottom line is we've got to have the guys that are our shooters shoot the ball when they're open. I didn't think that we had it. You know, I think we settled. We shot a couple shots that were just really far away and really, you know, just not in a rhythm. But that's because we refuse to make the cuts and screen and do the things that we're supposed to do in that offense. And I think as the game progresses and they get a little bit tired, it becomes a little bit more difficult for them to, you know, do the right thing. So they've got to continue to train themselves to, you know, cut hard when they're tired and make the correct read.
Tough loss here, but nice thing is you get two more days to get to a couple of wins here, and it starts with Wichita Trinity tomorrow night. Coach Brian Gentry here in the post game. Thanks, Coach, as always here, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.